Today's show is brought to you by the annual Air Show. Buy tickets now, or just park a couple blocks away and watch for free. Same show.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
National Western Stock Show. Today is Bison Hump Day. Ranchers will meet ahead of the show to talk about ways to improve Mitch is making me laugh. Ways to improve the bison population. Now some of the talk will be conservation. Mitch. Some will talk new technology to manage the herds. This is all part of the Roaming to Success campaign that aims to increase bison population from 400,000 to more than a million animals. I'm done. I'm done with this.
You're having a hard time this morning.
I'm not even mad. That's amazing.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That is so stupid.
Does this crap ever end?
It's not crap. This is good stuff.
Interpretive, postmodern, trend-setting,
excellent!
Oh, wow! What's today?
Today is Little Red Wagon Day.
When you were little, you had a little red wagon.
I wrapped my little red wagon around a tree.
I got a real red wagon!
My red wagon? Redder!
TGIF, am I right or what?
TGIF, it's Wednesday.
I know, that's what makes it funny.
You're drunk!
Happy National Little Red Wagon Day!
Showtime!
How'd they know?
It's Red Wagon Day?
Little Red Wagon Day. Not just a red wagon, what? But a little red wagon. Hi there.
Hey.
So darn happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on Alexa.
Hello!
How do you get our live show and our feature channel on Alexa, you ask? Well, it's very simple. You enable the skill. You do that one time. All you do is just say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time you want to listen after that, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You can also get our podcast on the Alexa. It's even easier. You say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. You got to add the VA in there.
Yep.
And then she will. You can find it on Apple and Spotify and Amazon Music. RSS.com, the Mike Show page on Radio434.com. There's a link pretty much wherever you get your podcasts.
Bed Bath & Beyond, next to the air fryers.
Yeah, I mean, everywhere. Yeah. At O'Reilly Auto Parts, they hid them around the corner. We're not on an end cap anymore.
Yeah.
You know, but you can find them there, too. That's all the Mike Show VA. And you can watch us on the Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. It's all one word. No spaces.
Nope.
At the Mike Show VA. All right. So why were we playing Blue Monday when it's Wednesday? I don't know. Coming up on today's program, and if you're listening live, it's a little disjointed because we had a whole slew of guests join us. So, but if you're just listening to us now, we will correct the order in which the segments roll out. So let's pretend that it's that. Okay, on today's program, we've got Ula from the United Way of Central Virginia, and she is bringing Heather from the Arc of Central Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Both have events that are coming up with the United Way. They've got the 5K on the runway. With the Arc of Central Virginia, they've got something called Arc Aid, and it's a music festival. But wait, the play on words actually resonated.
Mm-hmm.
So there may be something that has to do with an arcade. You'll just have to stay tuned and find out. We also have Cammy Smith. Cammy is from Centra, and she hosts their podcast called And So Much More. Cammy, if you remember, was our guest frequently last year, and she is joining us again this year to talk about all the topics and things and segments that they are recording for their podcast and so much more. So yeah. Cammie's going to be joining us as well, which is fantastic. She's going to be here pretty much all year long.
Yeah. So we're pretending.
We're pretending.
So who are you going to be?
Well, I am going to be Dick Dastardly.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to be Rob. Okay. Cuz that's an easy name for me to remember.
You're already Rob.
Yeah. That's why I picked it. Yeah, cuz it'd be easy.
It's the Dick Dastardly show.
Yeah. And Rob.
Yeah. So, also coming up, we're going to get really smart with your five random facts. We're going to get really stupid with your stupid criminals, and
it'll all even out.
Would you like to become a wiener connoisseur?
No.
Stay tuned for that. And in news, real news, we've got what you need to know about the Baltimore bridge collapse.
It was insane,
just absolutely shocking. Seeing that just blow up all over the news feeds last night. So we've got all the information, and we'll talk about that a little bit. We've got our top list as well. That is all on the way. And then half of Americans consider their car to be part of the family. And I get that. Okay. So we're gonna talk about that. Plus your top list, top reasons your car may be better than your spouse.
Okay.
That's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient, too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
If you're someone who's currently driving an automobile manufactured between the year 1908 and this week, the National Interhighway Transportation Safety Administration, NIHTSA, wants you to know your car is being or will be soon recalled. The reason for the recall? It could be the accelerator pedal, struts, steering mechanism, head gasket, tires, front axle, brake pedal, timing belt, transmission, power windows, that cheap plastic cover over the thing that used to hold a cigarette lighter, the old Hoobastank CD you forgot was in the CD player you never use anymore, the crud that collects under your floor mats, the dim light bulb in your glove box, poor punctuation in your owner's manual, the reflection you see in the lighted makeup mirror, whatever. Something's wrong and your car's going to get recalled. The NIHTSA wants you to be ready when it happens. But we all know when your car's recalled and you have no way to get to work, you still won't know what to do. Thank you.
I knew there was something wrong with that reflection.
The Mike Show. All right. many, many people consider their car, as part of their family. Do you? Now, you have a very distinctive automobile.
Automobile?
Damn it!
Damn it.
Automobile.
That's awesome.
So you do. You have a very distinctive automobile.
It's true.
And you were for a while driving the Oobs.
Yep.
And the dashing.
Yep.
And all that kind of stuff. Do you consider your car to be part of your family or just a means of transportation?
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, a family. You know, a car can't offer like love and compassion and comfort.
It can offer comfort
and companionship. So yeah, it's pretty much like my family. Okay. Like a member of my family.
Anyway,
yeah.
So a poll found 53% of us would hang on to our current car forever if that was an option. Honest to God, I would have with the Subaru.
I don't think that I would hold on to this one forever, but I've already decided that when it's time to buy another one, I'm going to buy the same one.
Really?
So maybe that's the same thing. I love it.
For the longest time, I have owned a lot of cars. This is the longest period of time in my life that I physically don't have a car of my own.
Yeah.
Tab and I have been, Tab and I have been sharing one car, and that's her car. My car, which was the Subaru, we bought it, honest to God, we bought it for $500. This is how much my life has changed. Because I was the guy who absolutely, positively would not drive a used car. I wanted a brand new car. You know, not when I was a kid. When I was a kid, I had a whole bunch of used cars.
Yeah, yeah.
But as I became an adult and could purchase my own cars, they had to be new. And just everything. My entire way of thinking about things, including going to a thrift store now,
yeah,
and all that, that's totally changed. I'd rather walk. I'd rather live and work downtown and walk, rather than have to, you know, have to jump in a car and drive somewhere to get to work, just to get to work.
You got a lot of usage out of that Subaru, though.
Oh my lord!
I mean, $500. You drove the heck out of that.
Well,
thing.
But that wasn't the.
Well, I know you put right money here into it, but you know what I'm saying, like.
Yeah, that wasn't the only amount of money that we put into it, but for $500 we got a Subaru Outback, all wheel drive, everything worked. For the most part.
Yep.
And literally, the first month that we had it, we drove it from Lynchburg up to Connecticut and back for Thanksgiving, and it was fine. It was a $500 car. It had about, at the time, it only had about 139,000 miles on it.
Well, Subarus, are known for running forever.
Really, really do. So we had this. And we ran it like that for a couple years. Didn't put really any considerable amounts of money into it. Ran it for a couple years, and then the engine went. And then we were considering, okay, do we just scrap it and buy another car? And then we couldn't find anything. We got a price on a brand new engine.
Yeah.
And then they'd replace the clutch. They'd replace a whole bunch of other parts. And it was. It was about $3,000, and we're like, we're not going to find a Subaru Outback like this for $3,000.
Yeah,
I mean anywhere. So
yeah, we, still a good deal.
So I put the new engine in it, and it had this new lease on life. It had a brand new engine, literally. So probably drove it for another 10 years.
Yeah,
got a lot of use out of it. Eventually, it just died. And it was like one thing after another, after another, after another, after another.
Yeah.
Luckily, there were a lot of new parts that could be salvaged. So we actually made money on that car.
Yeah. Well, you finally were able to send it to a farm where it would have a lot of space to drive around and lots of new parts.
Exactly.
Friends.
Yeah. So anyway, getting back to this survey. 80% of us are trying to keep our current car going as long as possible because we don't want to spend the money on a new one.
Yep.
Here are five more reasons we don't want to replace our car. Let's do it from the bottom up. the way I like to do it. You just have an emotional attachment to your car. 22% of people said that. I did. I literally had an emotional attachment to that Subaru.
Yeah.
Even though it looked like it was something out of after that ass clown wrecked into me, he backed into my car. He left me a note because people were around, mm-hmm. so he had to leave me a note. And then he promised, he begged me to not turn it into the insurance and not call the cops. And he promised. I know his name, okay? And I'm just tired of reaching out to the guy. And now I don't even have a car. So,
yeah.
But he wrecked into me as my car was parked on the street in front of my house. And he turned a fairly decent looking car into something that looked like it was from Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome.
Yeah.
But I sent it to the mechanic and said, look, just put it back together so that it passes inspection.
Yep.
Because I'm waiting on this kid to pay for it.
Yeah.
And so he did. Our mechanic got it, you know, back to operating condition.
Sure, yeah.
But it's still, it looked like something out of an apocalyptic movie.
Yeah.
But I still loved it. Fond memories, like a road trip or family vacations. 24% of us want to hold on to our cars because of that.
Okay.
Number three on the list, there's just no way to afford a new car or a comparable vehicle right now. 28% of people said that. It gets pretty good gas mileage. 48% or 45% rather said that.
Okay.
And it's fairly reliable. 58% agreed with that statement. Now, that said, most of us wouldn't go with the same car if we had to buy it right now, unlike you.
Yeah.
Only a third said they would buy the same make, same model in a newer car.
Yeah.
I would definitely go with that, but since we have a partnership with CMA's Honda of Lynchburg, and I've owned Hondas before. I've owned a lot of different vehicles. I've owned, let's see, should we count them off? No, we're not going to count them all off. But I mean, I've owned everything from Volkswagens to Hondas to, I had my first car, a 1965 Cadillac Sedan DeVille. It was
under 30 feet long.
It was 22 and a half feet long and 7.5 feet wide. And that was what I drove to high school. I was a senior in high school, and I had that car.
A buddy of mine in high school had a big, it was a four-door Cadillac. I don't remember what model it was, but it was bright white.
That was mine.
He called it the Iceberg.
Yeah, well, I didn't call it the Iceberg, but mine was white with a teal leather interior. And it was pristine. It was in immaculate condition.
White and teal, man. That's like the love machine.
Yeah, it was the love machine. So I've had that. I've had SUVs. I've had Chevy Blazers. I've had GMC Yukons. I had those for a long time. I collected Volkswagen Rabbits for a while.
Hmm.
A buddy of mine sold me his Volkswagen Rabbit. And I used to run Domino's Pizzas when I was a teenager, and that was one of the cars that I ran pizzas with. And then I ended up wrecking that beyond repair, and I bought another one, and then I bought another one, then I bought another one, and I would use them all for parts.
Yeah. I used to collect Volkswagen Rabbit's feet.
I had a Volkswagen Beetle, the new Beetle, when it first came out.
Oh,
That was a fun story.
The one with the actual engine in the back?
No. The new Beetle.
Oh, the new Beetle.
Yeah,
the new Beetle. Gotcha.
When it first came out. I never had one of the old ones, and I really would like to have one of the old Beetles, and especially if I can get a convertible. And then don't get me started on the Audis. I had an Audi Quattro, which I absolutely positively loved. It was a black four-door, five-speed, all-wheel drive. This thing cornered like it was on rails.
Yeah.
It was just amazing. It was
Get you started on it.
One of my favorite cars. I'd love to get a Porsche.
Well.
Or an Audi TT. But an older one. I don't want a new one. I want an older one. Or a Karmann Ghia. Oh, and then that gets me started on, since I had Volkswagens, I had the Scirocco. The Scirocco was my favorite car.
Those were kind of cool.
By far. That was absolutely positively my favorite vehicle and that I've ever owned.
I'll be honest, I'm starting to be seduced a little bit by the whole Tesla and maybe the, you know, the electric.
Really?
Because when I had to rent a car, when my car was in the shop, they gave me a 23 CRV that was a hybrid.
Okay.
And so, you know, it's using gas, it's charging the battery, and it's, you know, it's just kind of a neat concept.
No, so...
Sounded like a spaceship.
So I think probably our next vehicle, my next vehicle... is going to be the Radio 434 Mike Show, the Mike Mobile.
Yep.
And that's probably going to be a new Honda CR-V.
Yeah, they're sharp.
They're extremely sharp. We have such a great relationship with CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. And I already picked out the one that I want.
Yeah.
And I'm doing this because we're going to put logos on it. We're going to put the Radio 434 graphic on the side.
Yeah.
We're going to put the CMA logo on the hood, hopefully. We're going to put the that's a pitch. We're going to put the Mike Show and the Radio 434 logo also on the hood. And then on the back, the Radio 434 logo right in the middle.
Yeah.
The Mike Show logo on one side and maybe the Commerce Street Podcast Studio logo on the other side.
You know what would be awesome?
What's up?
Is if we could train some birds to like poop on that car at the dealership, because then it's no good. They can't sell it.
Anyway.
They just have to give it to you.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, but I already picked out, I want a black one. I want it to be black. Because that will be the best for our logos. I mean, look at that. Can you imagine that on a black Honda CR-V?
Yeah, sick.
Very, very, very tight. So I saw a bunch that I really want. I was just over at Honda yesterday, and I think that's the one we're going to go with.
Yeah.
So when we make the big announcement and you see us rolling around town, that's more than likely the vehicle that we're going to be rolling in. All right, so that brings us to our top list. With half of Americans considering their car part of the family, we will go one step further. We think our car is better than family, especially significant others. allow us to explain why. With today's list, it's our top list today. Top reasons your car is better than your spouse. All right, here we go, number one. A car lets you put whatever you want in the trunk.
Oh.
Your car is cool.
Starting off that way, huh?
Yep. Your car is cool doing 69. Nobody judges you for replacing your car every few years.
That's a good point.
Top reasons your car is better than your spouse. Nobody judges... Oh, I already read that one. Take two. No. Writers, extraordinary. I just want to tell you, extraordinary. Top reasons your car is better than your spouse. Your car doesn't care if you lock it in the garage. Your car has bigger airbags. Your car doesn't take half your stuff when you get rid of it. Top reasons your car is better than your spouse. Your car will let you go as fast as you want with it.
Yeah.
Top reasons your car is better than your spouse. Your car never complains when you're in the mood to ride it.
Yep.
Top reasons your car is better than your spouse.
Oh, God.
I can't read that one. Your car's knobs are always hard. What?
Oh,
and top reasons your car is better than your spouse. When your car won't stop blabbering, you can just turn this radio show off.
I've got one.
Yeah?
Your car will never refuse to go to a gas station because it's just too creepy.
What?
You know, sometimes your spouse won't go to a gas station or won't go into a convenience store or something like that because it's just... Maybe that was mine. Forget it. Take two.
Take two.
Take six.
Yeah. Segment over.
Yep.
The Mike Show. All right, coming up. A little bit later on, we've got news, and we've got not headline news. That's all on the way. Also, your five random facts. This portion of the broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Yep. Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Need a workout buddy for 2024? Well, now is your chance to save 20% off your monthly dues when you refer a buddy to the YMCA of Central Virginia. When you refer your buddy to the Y and they join the Y, then you will both receive 20% off your monthly dues. You and your buddy can get healthy together while also saving up to $192 a year. Not a member? Join today with a buddy and you both can still save 20% off. Be healthy, be active, and save money by referring a buddy to the YMCA of Central Virginia.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. This is not headline news. Today is National Viagra Day. One possible side effect of Viagra is hearing loss. Some married guys consider it a win-win. Not only National Viagra Day, it's also International Whiskey Day, which is basically like saying it's National Batman Day and International Joker Day. Fergie turns 49 today. You can hear all about how she's doing in her new single, My Spanx. Megan Fox says she got plastic surgery, because unlike Megan Fox, plastic surgery works. And betting on March Madness is expected to reach $2.7 billion this year. And that's just by Shohei Ohtani's interpreter. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show. So happy you could join us on the program.
If that doesn't prove our point that we've been talking about these national days,
yeah,
it's National Viagra Day.
It is National Viagra Day.
And with that...
ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Yeah. So, let's see here. All right. Let's go to real news for a second.
Okay.
You've seen the footage of the Baltimore Bridge collapse by now, which is just absolutely positively insane, right?
If you haven't, it's like, it's shocking to watch.
It really is. Let me see. We've got a ton of audio clips that we're gonna do right now. We're not gonna save them for Audio Vault.
Yeah. No.
But anyway, so a massive 984 foot long cargo ship lost power and lost control, then rammed into a support pillar just before 1:30 a.m. Eastern yesterday. A huge span of the bridge collapsed into the river 6 seconds later. Now, this is the Francis Scott Key Bridge. It opened in 1977, and the whole thing was over 1.6 miles long. Not all of that fell, but a huge section over the water did,
yeah,
about 3,300 feet, or two-thirds of a mile. Eight construction workers were on the bridge when it fell. Last we heard, they were still looking for six of them. That may have changed by now because we do record this show.
Yeah.
They were there repairing potholes. Sadly, the company they work for said they're all presumed dead. Two other construction workers got pulled from the water alive. It doesn't look like any other vehicles were on the bridge, but they're still not sure.
That's good, at least. I thought, yeah, a city like Baltimore, there would be cars on it at that time.
Well, it was 1:30 a.m.
Yeah.
Things could have been a lot worse if it happened during rush hour.
Yeah, yeah.
The bridge handles around 30,000 cars a day. The cargo ship crew immediately sent out a mayday when their controls went, and there's audio of police coordinating to stop traffic before the bridge fell. They only had about 100 seconds to act. Here, let's look here. I think I have the sound. This is, it was the quick response from the Baltimore Bridge Dispatch that helped save lives by quickly communicating that all traffic had to be stopped on both sides of the bridge.
I need one of you guys on the south side, one of you guys on the north side, hold all traffic on the Key Bridge. There's a ship approaching. It's just lost their steering. So that until they get that under control, we got to stop all traffic.
I'm en route to the south side.
Yeah, if we can stop traffic, just make sure no one's on the bridge right now. There's a crew up there. You might want to notify whoever the foreman is, see if we can get them off the bridge temporarily.
10-4, once the other unit gets here, I'll line up on the bridge.
C-13 dispatch, the whole bridge just fell down. Everybody, the whole bridge just collapsed.
Do we know if all traffic will stop?
I can't get to the other side, sir. The bridge is down.
C-13, I'm holding all traffic northbound.
Wow.
That's crazy. And 100 seconds. I mean, yeah, they had to act fast.
100 seconds. Now, more lives could have been lost on the Key Bridge if it weren't for the fast communication of emergency workers. Here's the call that went out to stop all traffic.
We advise the entire Key Bridge in the harbor. I advise to hold all traffic from coming to the bridge. I advise again, the entire Key Bridge has fallen into the harbor.
Unit responding on rescue alarm I-695. Be advised, the entire Key Bridge has now collapsed into the water. The entire Key Bridge has now collapsed into the water. Proceed with caution.
All right. Maryland's governor had a press conference. Here's Governor of Maryland, Wes Moore, from yesterday.
Our state is in shock. To our first responders, I'm in awe of you. You saw a crisis, and you said, what can I do to help? And our response teams are doing everything in our power to rescue and recover the victims of this collapse, literally as we speak. All of our hearts are broken. We feel your loss, but Maryland, we will get through this because that is the Maryland spirit, and that's what Maryland is made of. We are Maryland tough, and we are Baltimore strong. You know, we had a ship that was coming in at 8 knots, so coming in at a very rapid speed. You know, once the warning came up and once notification came up that there was a mayday, literally by being able to stop cars from coming over the bridge, these people are heroes. They saved lives last night. So many of us know the Key Bridge because it is our normal commute. This is a place that is a normal commute route for over 30,000 Marylanders every single day. And so to hear the words that the Key Bridge has collapsed, it's shocking and heartbreaking. But for every single one of us who are Marylanders, the words that the Key Bridge is gone, it still shakes us. Because for 47 years, that's all we've known. It's heartbreaking.
Well, all right. So President Biden said there's no indication it was terrorism. He also said the federal government should pay to rebuild the bridge and called on Congress to act. He noted the Port of Baltimore is one of America's largest shipping hubs. 15,000 jobs depend on it. It's blocked off indefinitely. Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen said rebuilding the bridge will be a long and expensive process.
Yeah.
Traffic in Baltimore will also be a mess for a while. The bridge was a major artery in and out of the city. Thousands of people will have to change their route and should expect their commute to be just ridiculous for some time. National Transportation Safety Board planned to get onto the ship today. They say a team of experts are investigating what happened, including what went wrong with the ship and any possible issues with the bridge itself. But Maryland Governor Wes Moore said it was fully up to code. Hmm. I was going to say quotes, quote, end quote, fully up to code. Why am I struggling with that word? A ton of people have been Googling. Who was Francis Scott Key? He was a lawyer from Maryland, most famous for writing the lyrics to the Star Spangled Banner. He didn't write the song. The music was written by British composer John Stafford Smith. So there you go. And I mean, you had to have seen the footage by now. So I'm not gonna try and post those.
If you haven't, though, it's nuts. I mean, it's just bizarre to see.
Just crazy. It is the Mike Show. It's the today's the Wednesday edition. Coming up, we
are going to get really, really smart with your five random facts. That's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by the YMCA of Central Virginia.
This is Ed. Ed loves the Y. Ed's buddy joined the Y because Ed told him how great the Y is. Now Ed and his buddy both save 20% off of their monthly dues. Ed and his buddy are getting healthy together. Ed refers his other buddies to the Y too. Now Ed and two of his best buddies are saving on their monthly membership. And you can too. Not a member? Join today with a friend and you'll both save like Ed. Be healthy, be active, be like Ed. Refer a friend to the Y and save.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep. I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
"Wow!"
Thank you. All right, here we go. Number one. I had to do a deeper dive into this and check our sources. And supposedly, and I am not sure if this fact is accurate, still, the word Ewok is never said out loud in the Star Wars movies. Now, I'm looking at the article, and the article is in Screen Rant, and it says, despite being a popular species in the Star Wars franchise, no character ever said the word Ewok aloud throughout the Skywalker saga. Introduced in Star Wars Return of the Jedi, Ewoks were small bear-like species native to the forest moon of Endor. Originally, the Ewok's role in Return of the Jedi was going to be performed by Wookiees. George Lucas created the new species, though, when he realized that Chewbacca, and by extension, Wookiees in general, were too technologically advanced to portray a seemingly primitive civilization. Due to this, the Ewoks replaced the Wookiees to become the unlikely heroes who helped the rebellion destroy the second Death Star's shield generator and defeat the Empire. However, none of the characters used the term Ewok in Star Wars Return of the Jedi or spoke any of their names. In fact, one article via Inside the Magic pointed out that although the spinoff movies were titled after Ewoks, no film in the entire Skywalker saga named them. That's pretty interesting. I don't know if I believe it, but I'll take their word for it. Number two. Let's see. What is this? The first ever... I think this is a typo. The first ever post on Instagram was taken. It was a picture taken by one of the founders of a golden retriever. He posted it July 2010. Let's share that. I want to share that up on our screen at the Mike Show VA. Yep, there you go. That's the picture of a golden retriever puppy. Number three. American Express got into the communications business in 1979. Believe it or not, They founded MTV, Nickelodeon, and the Movie Channel. They sold all of those to Viacom about 5 years later. Is that when they stopped playing music? Number four. The guy who created Super Mario Brothers and The Legend of Zelda wasn't allowed to bike to work at Nintendo because they thought it was too dangerous for someone so valuable. And then number five, Shel Silverstein worked as a cartoonist for Playboy for 40 years, even during the time he was becoming a famous children's author. And those are your five random facts. Play the outro, please.
This has been today's edition of...
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random facts.
The Mike Show, it's the, what is today? The Wednesday Hump Day edition of the program. Coming up, we are going to get really, really stupid with your stupid criminals in the news. We've got sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes, though. That's all coming up with Audio Vault. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. Fly LYH. It is so much easier.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition. That means it's Way Wednesday with the United Way of Central Virginia. We've got Ula joining us. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great.
And you brought a guest each and every Wednesday. You frequently bring us guests, and today's no exception. You brought Heather from the Arc of Central Virginia.
Brought my friend Heather Allen from the Arc of Central Virginia.
Nice.
Good morning.
Excited to have you here.
Yeah, hi, stranger.
Hi. Happy
Wednesday, everybody. That guest.
Yes, we did. How have you been?
Oh, I've been wonderful, preparing for an awesome, exciting event coming up.
Yeah.
So can't wait to share more about it.
We're looking forward to it as well. This will be the second annual?
The second annual,
wow.
Yes.
Yeah, the Arc Aid Music Festival.
Woo-hoo.
And then we're going to talk about a little idea that was floated by this man right over here that you can't see on camera right now.
He's pointing to me.
I am pointing to you. And he had a little idea, play on your words, for Arc Aid Music Festival. We'll talk about that. So... Ula,
yes.
Do we want to talk about the 5K first or Arcade Music Festival? Probably should have done that off air.
That would have been good to plan.
Let's talk about the 5K.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, so we've got the 5K on the runway coming up, very rapidly approaching April 27th. And the t-shirt deadline is today.
Okay.
So it's important that if you want that coveted race t-shirt, it's very important that you go and sign up.
Absolutely. And the t-shirt is really, really cool. It's like 70s retro. It's just the whole theme of it is really, really neat. And this is out at the airport.
Yes.
And for runners, if you're a runner in this town, this is the only flat course of any race ever. Okay, in Lynchburg. So and how cool is it to run on a runway.
That's right.
That is so cool. Yeah,
I mean, the flatness, I think, is regulated by the FAA, so we can definitely say that.
It is but, it is laser-level flat. It really is.
I think you mean FBI, don't you?
No.
No.
I could tell you, but I'd have to... Never mind.
Yeah.
So we're super excited. This is our fourth year doing this event. It's really been very well received by the community because, as you said, it's your chance to go and literally run on a runway, which is so fun. And this year, to up the fun quotient a little bit, we are doing it in the evening instead of on Sunday morning, which many of us on staff are very happy about.
I'm very happy about it. Yeah, as is your MC that gets the microphone and goes,
yes. So, but it's going to be on a Saturday evening, Saturday, April 27th. And by having it in the evening, we also get to do a fun little after party afterward in the Banker Aviation Hangar. So we're really super excited about that. We've got some great sponsors on board. Centra is helping us out as the lead sponsor. So we're very appreciative to them. Hi.
and full disclosure, Cammie is off camera right now.
Right there.
Here, wait. I'll spin this around. Hi, Cammie.
So, we also have BWXT sponsoring the after party that is being held in Banker Aviation's hangar. So they are also helping us out. And Wall Construction is our sweatband sponsor, which means their logo will be on a cute little sweatband. We do have kind of a retro running disco kind of theme going, so it's really going to be fun.
And you guys are unveiling the new United Way fighter jet that night, right?
Yes. No.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, me too. Come and see that as well.
Yeah, yeah.
If you can. It is. I hear it's invisible.
Yeah, it might be in stealth mode.
It's, it's a stealth plane. So, so the United Way 5K on the runway, this is the fourth annual, and it takes place Saturday, April 27th. But if you want the race shirt, you need to register today.
Today.
The race is from 5 until 8. And there are time constraints with the race, so it is limited to 500 racers.
Yes.
Because they have to finish by a certain time. Because you can only close down a runway for so long.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. It's limited to 500. Yep. And if you want to if you're trying to finish out the Lynchburg Roadrunners Club series, you need to get on the website and register so that you can get in there before we cap, because we do feel like we're going to sell out. So.
Oh, yeah. It very easily. Mm-hmm. And you can join all of us nutties out there. And it's a great time. It's a great race. It's unlike any other race that you've ever run. So get on the website. If you go to unitedwaycv.org, you'll see the link for the 5K on the runway. Mm-hmm. If you want me to navigate it for you, I'll have a link up on this broadcast. But you can easily find it. Just go to events and then go to the 5K tab and you'll find it.
Yes.
Very
and,
easily.
And make sure if you're not interested in running, make sure you scroll all the way down and click that volunteer button, because it takes a lot of volunteers to make a successful race.
And there's spectators. You can purchase a spectator ticket
as
well.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that's all coming up very, very rapidly. Well, Heather is here to promote their fundraiser for the Arc of Central Virginia. Tell us about Arc Aid.
Yeah, so second annual Arc Aid Music Festival. It's Saturday, April 13th. We're going to kick off at 1 p.m. It's going to run until 7. We have four incredible bands this year. We have Lily Stargazer Band on 3. They rocked with us last year. Mm-hmm. We have Christian Q and The Groove.
Fantastic band.
Yes.
They're all fantastic.
They are all fantastic. Yep. And then our headliner this year is The Dundies. So super excited to have those guys come out.
So over under on how many songs into
it. I know you're going to ask this. Is
Danny going to pop off the shirt? Over under, how many songs?
You know, I think after the first song, it's coming off.
Really?
Yeah, I'm
you
early.
Think after one?
I do, after one, yeah. We're gonna say four.
I say four.
Oof, that's generous.
He's going to go four songs in.
It's generous.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rob, you want to weigh in on this?
I mean, lots of things can happen to have a shirt to fly off. So
okay, all right.
I'm just saying, we had some fans that have seen the post going around with the shirt off, and
it's already off.
There's going to be some requests after one. That's all I got to say.
Well, I think he should. I think he should err on the side of four dance. Four. I'll make it work. worth your while. So the Arcade Music Festival is coming up, and we're going to be there broadcasting live as well. And yep. I'm your MC.
Yes, you are.
Again, for this one.
And for anybody who didn't make it last year,
yeah,
it was a blast.
Oh,
lots to do, cool food.
Yep. Well, tell us about all the entertainment, or in addition to the entertainment,
right,
the stuff that kids and families can do.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to have four different food trucks. We have the Raven Woodfire Pizza.
Okay.
We have El Chilango Mexican Truck. We have the Black Pit Barbecue. They came last year. Mm. Their barbecue was fantastic.
Yeah, they're good.
And then we have a new truck this year. They actually are debuting their dessert truck. It's an ice cream truck. Arcade will be their first event, and it's Craveables.
Wow.
And they actually support people with disabilities, and that is who they will have staff serving everybody's ice cream. So we are so excited to have them and support their new nonprofit. So
that is that is tremendous.
Cool.
We're really looking forward to it. All these bands are top-notch. And the bands, they're donating their time.
They do, you guys. Like, it's incredible. All of them donate their time and talent for Arcade. Oh, so it's just, it's incredibly generous of them to do this. So we're so, so thankful.
Well, we're looking forward to it. And what is the date again?
Sure. It's Saturday, April 13th from 1 to 7.
So. Do you have to register in advance or get tickets?
Yes. Advance tickets are only $25, $30 at the gate. So I highly encourage you to go on and get your tickets now. And, yeah, we want to pack the field.
It was a great time. We had a blast, and you will too. And it's in support of the Arc of Central Virginia. Heather, tell us what the Arc of Central Virginia is and does.
Sure. So we are a nonprofit. We support adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities. We have about 75 to 80 individuals that come to the ARC Monday through Friday, and we provide different programs and supports, a lot of socialization, a lot of activities. We have community engagement groups that go out and volunteer at other local nonprofits, and we just really give people the opportunity to choose how they want to spend their day. So we have a lot of fun over there.
Okay.
Sounds great.
Well, it does. It sounds wonderful. You can learn more by visiting the ARC of Central Virginia at arcofcva.org. You'll find the link for Arcade as well.
Yes, you sure will.
There. So show up. And the date of Arcade again is?
April 13th.
All right. Mm-hmm. Put it on your calendar and join us. What time do gates open?
At 1 o'clock.
All right. Perfect. We're good. We're all caught up. And we almost forgot. And thank you, Heather, for bringing this up. Before I was about ready to end the segment, and then we have to continue because one thing we didn't talk about the Day of Giving with Jersey Mike Subs today.
Yes.
And Ula, tell us about that.
Yeah, so Jersey Mike Subs is so generous and supports many nonprofits in the community, and one of the nonprofits who's benefiting this month is Humankind, which is also another United Way agency. And we at the United Way are ordering Jersey Mike Subs today because all of the proceeds today are going to support Humankind.
100% of the proceeds. And that's I've never seen anything like that. And I've been working with Jersey Mike's for since 2011,
right?
And every year it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And we had Scott in to talk about just the sheer amount of cash that they generate for a local nonprofit. So we encourage everybody to get out to their three locations today. Order ahead of time, so that they'll get your stuff ready, and the process will be much, much quicker.
Yes.
But if for your office or just even for yourself, just go ahead and order your Jersey Mike sub. Do it now.
Yeah, and don't just order ahead of time, but like, order for a couple days worth, because you're going to want Jersey Mike's tomorrow too.
Oh, I definitely will. Yeah, that's
good
a good
idea.
That's a great idea.
So why order one sub when you can get six?
Right.
Now, Heather,
yes.
For the Arc of Central Virginia, and we forgot to mention this too, so I apologize. Rob had a really good idea.
He did have a good idea.
Last year, and it was a play on words.
Yes.
Rob, do you want to tell everybody what that was?
No.
Okay. All right. Good night, everybody.
Okay,
I can do it.
No, I just thought it'd be cool. Arcade, immediately I thought, well, I'm going to start saving my quarters because I'm thinking like, Miss Pac-Man, Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
And she's like, no. It's
not
like
that kind of arcade.
A fundraising thing, and there's not going to be any Terminator or anything. And I was like, okay, well,
but
you should get an arcade.
Lo and behold, What did you do?
We ran with it because Rob has good ideas every once in a while.
Every once in a while.
You know?
Once a year.
Once a year.
A fiscal year.
It happens to be for this one.
Right. Yep.
So we are going to have an arcade at Arc Aid.
Okay. An arcade that you can play arcade style games.
It is a mobile arcade that has a huge trailer full of all your old school arcade games.
I love this.
I'm so excited.
This is brilliant.
Yeah. Just to simplify things, Arc Aid isn't going to be mobile. It's going to be exactly where it was last year.
Correct.
Yeah. But the arcade will be mobile.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Coming to Arc Aid.
Yes.
Which will be featuring the arcade.
Now, where will the festival be physically located?
So the festival is at 1508 Bedford Avenue in Lynchburg. Giant field. Can't miss it.
And it's right next to the Arc of Central
Virginia.
Right
next to the Arc. Oh, and one little other fun fact about this arcade.
Fun fact.
Do you remember the old school Kmart little riders that you would get on as a kid?
Yes.
We're going to have a couple of those for the toddlers, too, along with the inflatables.
I'm loving this.
So just for the toddlers?
Yeah. We can maybe work something out.
Both Ula and Rob. Page, they're both going.
We'll have the fire truck for you, Rob.
Just for
are you going to have the cowboy horse one?
We can maybe work something out for you. Only if you wear the hat.
Will it make the neighing sound?
All right, Arcade Music Festival again. When?
April 13th.
All right, mark your calendars. Did we cover everything?
Yes. Buy your Jersey Mike's.
Go get your subs.
Yes.
Lunch and dinner.
Jersey Mike's today. We will remind you throughout the broadcast. That is where we are getting our lunch from as well. So support 100% of the proceeds supports humankind. All right. Coming up again, as mentioned, Audio Vault. Stay tuned.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport with our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations. Flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable, offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
It is the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition. And that usually doesn't mean Cammie's here, but Cammie's here.
Hi.
And it's Wednesday. From Centra Health. Cammie hosts the Central Health podcast, which is called
And So Much More.
All right. Yes. Welcome back to the program. We really appreciate you taking some time to tell us, bring us up to date on things that are going on at Central Health and talk about the different podcasts that you guys have going on and all the really cool initiatives.
Yes, there's so much happening. And it's so good to be back, Mike. I love being here and hanging out with you guys. Let's see, it's a new year, but we're well into it. The beginning of this year, we kind of took a little bit of a break and looked at what we had going on, what was surrounding, and we nailed down lots of incredible conversations with patients. We have a conversation out there with a gentleman who had cancer and went through his treatments, and in the middle of his treatment, he lost his wife.
Oh my.
And he shares this story from his perspective of how his care team over at the Pearson Cancer Center stepped in and just kind of helped him move through that that treatment process, because that is an intense process. You cannot go through that alone.
Absolutely.
And they stepped in and served as family to him. And so we have him on. And he just has an incredible story. You can go listen to that. We have another one for Heart Health Month. We had one of our nurses who had a heart attack while she was working in the emergency room.
Okay. Oh,
And kept trying to push through it because, you know, I think a lot of times women, but also women who tend to work full time, you push through pain that you should not push through.
Yeah.
And the people around her who she works very closely with really saved her life. They urged her to stop, to get help, to get care. And because she did, she, you know, has this incredible story to share for other women, because women experience heart health and heart attacks in a very different way. And so you'll have to listen to it to learn more about it. But that was just such a cool conversation as well. And a lot like that. Lots of conversations like that.
Well, also fortuitous that she was there.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
at a place where they could take care of her immediately.
Yes. And you want to know something funny? This is just a personal side note.
Yeah.
I got her name because she shared her story at, I think it was the Heart Month luncheon. Or her story was shared there. And I'm trying to get a hold of her. Can't get a hold of her. I'm like, maybe I'll just go over to the emergency room. I finally get a hold of her. She comes and she sits down across from me. And she is my neighbor.
Oh, good Lord.
She's my cross the street neighbor. And I felt very silly for not being able to get a hold of her for so long.
Yeah,
because we probably
literally
were just like,
hey.
Hey. Can you do my podcast?
Oh, my gosh. So get to know your neighbors, guys. Go say hello. They have great stories, and they're great people.
So what else is going on at Centro? You have something that has a deadline that's coming up.
Yes. We have talked about it on the podcast, and you've probably seen some videos floating around social media as well. It's the Community Health Needs Assessment.
Okay.
And this is an assessment, a survey that Centro does every 3 years. And what this does is it assesses the needs, the lifestyle needs, financial needs, health needs of all of the communities where we serve, from Farmville to Bedford to Gretna to Lynchburg and everywhere in between. And what we do is they ask very pointed questions, very detailed questions. It takes about 10 minutes to take. I'll just level with you.
Okay.
But it is worth it, because the outcome of this survey is what sets the tone for how all of these communities meet the needs. And not just how Centro meets the needs, though it really does play a large role in that.
Yeah.
But a lot of these incredible nonprofits in our area and the city of Lynchburg, the city of Bedford, they all take what these results tell us, and they put initiatives into place to make sure that things like access are taken care of, and transportation, and people who can't step into healthcare situations, how do we help them do that? Yeah. Someone has an appointment, they don't have a car. I think the city of Bedford started something called the Otter Bus, because they were aware that there was a need there for people to have free transportation to health services.
That's fantastic.
And now there's the Otter Bus. And so things come out of this particular survey that are going to meet the needs you have. And so take it. Please go and take it. You have until the end of March to take this survey. So Sunday at midnight, it is done.
And where do we find the survey?
So if you go to,
go
to centrohealth.com, and up on the heading is community resources. And there's a link called Community Health right underneath there.
If I could spell. All right.
It's a tough one. Centrohealth.com.
Yep.
Community resources up on the menu bar, and click on Community Health.
All right.
And on that page, you can take a survey for the exact area you live. There's one for Farmville, Bedford, and Lynchburg. And you can take it in English or you can take it in Spanish.
Okay.
And so that is available to you. And it even shows you what counties, like it's the Farmville survey, but there are many counties that are also included within that Farmville survey. So you can really nail down which one you're supposed to take. And that helps those results dictate exactly where those needs can be identified so that it can be met.
Absolutely. Well, and this is phenomenal information, and the action that happened after the fact, having different communities responding, and having nonprofit organizations that can fill in the gaps.
Absolutely.
And fill in the need where needed. This is all extremely important information.
Yes.
So the deadline is when again?
The deadline is Sunday. So the last day of March, you can take this assessment, and you can take it online. And I encourage you, like, share it with your neighbors, share it with your family. The more we know, the more that we can do, and the more your community can do for you.
Absolutely. Well, Cammie, what's next on your list of podcasts?
Oh, gosh, we have some good things coming up. We have Mental Health Awareness Month.
Okay.
We sat down for Autism Month with Dr. Bradshaw, who talks very specifically about how to identify autism in girls.
Okay.
Because it is very different. It exhibits different in girls than it does boys. And having a son who is autistic, hearing these things was mind-blowing.
Wow.
She is so knowledgeable, so you've got to listen to that. We're going to tour some of the mental health facilities that we have to just show the incredible services that we have through psychiatric and behavioral health at Sintra. Goodness gracious, Stroke Month is coming up. We're going to have some stories to share of just how people paid attention to their bodies, listened to primary care providers, and got the help that they need. And the purpose is to kind of showcase how to take care of yourself. That's really what we're here for. We want everyone to live their best life. And so all of these stories are going to point into that direction. But we're excited. We have a lot coming up. We're kind of filming more than we usually do. So okay. Lots more stories to listen to.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Looking forward to watching and listening. If you go to Sintra Health and look for the And So Much More podcast, and we'll link that up as well on our pages and on our social media. Check it out. It's great information, and it's put together extremely well.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
You do a fantastic job with it. So is it a staff of one, or do you have a whole bunch of busy worker bees?
We actually hired a film director. He takes care of all of our video now within marketing.
Okay.
And so he's kind of my partner in crime now. But, you know, over in marketing, everybody helps everybody. Yeah. I have such an incredible team around me. I love working for Sintra. I feel like it's just been the most giving and rewarding opportunity that I've had, especially to tell these stories.
Yeah.
Because everyone should just have a platform. The people around you are incredible. Just, you know, talk to somebody.
Absolutely. Well, Cammie, thank you so much for joining us. I'm extremely happy that you're back with us this year again. And we're looking forward to hearing more stories and more information about Sintra Health. It is the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition of the program. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got more news. We've got the good news for you as well. That's all on the way.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Sintra.
You sure do.
Yep. I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Sintra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Sintra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to SintraHealth.com.
Berg Burritos is back at Cafe Rodora, 1103C Church Street in downtown Lynchburg. The best burritos in the Berg, with over a dozen different creations to satisfy. For breakfast, check out The Break, a burrito with bacon, scrambled eggs, tater tots, Monterey cheese, sliced avocado, and salsa verde. Or the Chicken Break Burrito, with adobo chicken, scrambled egg, tater tots, Monterey cheese, sliced avocado, and habanero barbecue sauce. How about the Steak Break, a burrito served with thinly sliced ribeye over scrambled eggs, provolone cheese, avocado, tater tots, and salsa verde. Each just $10. Order online for fast and easy pickup at RedoraSpecialty.com/cafe or just Google Berg Burritos. Check out their menu and expanded hours for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Berg Burritos, inside Cafe Rodora, 1103 C Church Street, downtown Lynchburg. The best burritos in the Berg.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafters Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafters' incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF. All right, let's open it up. It is your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, today is... it's a National Viagra Day.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Yep. The same day the pill was approved to be used as an oral medication. And now there's a pink pill just for ladies.
In honor of National Viagra Day, Pfizer is introducing a new Viagra for women. And since women can be more complicated than men, it's got a new name. Ask your doctor about Nymphohumpenotine Trisexolat Prolixidol Estrogentleman Hyporgasma Dixigen 69. It's the most complex and effective medication to treat your libido. So ladies, when you want to enhance your sex life, reach for new Nymphohumpenotine Trisexolat Prolixidol Estrogentleman Hyporgasma Dixigen 69. Ask for it by name.
Yes, please. Please. All right. So we talked about Star Wars in five random facts. Did you know the blue milk that Luke drank in the original Star Wars You don't remember that? Well, it was the original Star Wars in 1977. Star Wars brand Blue Milk is hitting stores on April 17th as part of a Lucasfilm celebration of Star Wars Day on May the 4th. Here we go. Here. Oh, wait. That's was that what? What is that?
Blue milk. You can drink blue milk.
Yes, I can.
You can drink blue milk. It's almost here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. That's enough of that. That's enough. All right. Let's see. Let's go to viral videos, shall we? So all this guy in England had to do at his wedding was repeat these words. I will laugh with you when you are happy, comfort you when you are sad. But instead, he said this to his beautiful bride.
I will care for you.
I will care for you.
Laugh with you when you are happy. Comfort you when you are sad.
Laugh with you when you're sad.
No, comfort you when you're sad.
All right, so if you didn't get what he was saying because, well, he's British and it was all muffled and he was probably talking into his shoe, he said, I will laugh at you while you're sad.
Hello!
Yep. All right, so what happens at your job after you die? An Australian influencer broke down what would happen at your job if you died. Basically, they'd just come in with a plan of action to cover for you, right? Well, here, listen.
Oh my God, Hannah died? Oh, that is so sad. I'm so sorry. Team meeting. Okay, everyone, unfortunately, Hannah has passed away. It's a very sad time. We need to make a plan of action. Who's going to cover her work?
2 weeks later.
Everybody, this is Katie. She's going to be doing Hannah's role from now on. So if you need anything, please refer to her. She's going to be doing all the same jobs.
6 months later.
Oh, sorry to interrupt everybody, but I have this letter addressed to Hannah here. Hannah. Oh, she was the girl that did the role before you. Do not spend your life in a job you hate for the sake of pleasing other people.
There you go. That's the moral to the story. Okay. A guy in Australia is in the doghouse after he left his fiancée's $2,000 wedding dress on the roof of his car and then drove off. They're offering a $500 reward.
Don't know why the dress was in the car. That wasn't me. As he moved the stuff to put the storage in the car, put the dress on top of the car to not crush it, and then proceeded to drive off. I guess I can replace the dress, but it's just more the frustration of the situation.
Mm-hmm. Here, press that. Thank you. An overweight alligator. I said an overweight alligator. Found living behind a former Coca-Cola plant, was captured, relocated, and is now on a diet to shed some of its 400 pounds.
All the kids know there's a gator there. Don't feed them. Don't mess with them. You know, I don't even allow them over here.
I just hope nobody don't, you know, jump the fence or it don't come out and somebody get attacked.
That's a little heavy for that animal. The trapper caught the alligator and brought him over. It really isn't far away, probably 3-4 miles away. All of our alligators get a mix of pelleted diet. There's a diet made by Missouri. That's the Purina company that's made just for alligators and crocodiles. We feed a lot of that. We also feed fish. We also feed chicken. So we'll do that on a regular basis. And hopefully with time, he'll slender down a little bit.
Yeah, hopefully. All right. A dog in Florida playing in a yard dug up. Get this. An unexploded military ordnance. Yikes. Here's the homeowner, Matthew Sims, talking about finding an old bomb in his backyard.
Okay, is this live? You panic and then you drop it. You couldn't really tell what it was until you started to pull it up. And then once I got it like halfway out, I was like, oh, I know what this is. Let me just gently put this back down.
Yeah. Let's see. All right, we did all the news stories from the Baltimore Bridge, so we're gonna skip that and wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. And by the way, if you want to know more about the Baltimore Bridge. I'm not skipping it because it's not important. We just did a whole segment on it. So if you're viewing or listening to this segment and you want to go back, you can check out, if you go to @TheMikeShowVA, it's our not headline news segment, and we devoted the entire segment to the Baltimore Bridge collapse. So go back and view that or go back and listen to it in the podcast. All right, we typically wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here's comedian Don McMillan breaking down the first things we do in the morning now compared to 1995.
And I found this chart. They took a survey. They said, what's the first thing you do when you get out of bed in the morning? And this year, and they said 34% of people read email, 23% check weather, 20% post to social media, 17% read news, 6% check markets. Life has changed so much just from 25 years ago. Let's go back to 1995. If you asked the same question, what is the first thing you do when you get out of bed in the morning? 97% of people would say, I pee. Remember the good old days when we had time to pee in the morning? Kinds of things to do. By the way, 3% of people would say, I changed the sheets because I peed in them. That was the other one. Is that progress? I don't think that's progress.
I don't think it's progress either. All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead. Give it a tug. I dare you. There we go. Keep all that sound inside. All right, coming up, we are going to wrap up the show with getting very, very stupid, and then we're going to get really, really smart with the good news. We're not going to get really smart, but we'll cheer you up. How about that? This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
March is here, which means the Lynchburg Hillcats opening day is just a month away. Be sure to join us on Tuesday, April 9th at 6:30 as the Hillcats square off against Fredericksburg, ringing the season with all the festivities and pageantry of opening day. Make sure to get there early to secure your 2024 magnet schedule. Even better, every fan in attendance will receive a free ticket to the following Tuesday game as part of our 2 for Tuesday promotion. Get your tickets for opening day at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's Way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's Way. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF!
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals. Where's the music? We don't have the music. There's the music. I'll just roll with it. Stupid Criminals in the news. All right. If you break the law and get arrested, maybe don't brag about how much you broke the law. Police near Indianapolis clocked a Mustang going 85 in a 55 zone on Saturday and tried to pull the guy over. But he took off and got into a high-speed chase. Police say he hit speeds over 100 miles per hour. It's not clear what the idiot's top speed was, but he claims it was closer to 200. The driver was 20-year-old Michael Stancato. The chase ended when he hit a curb, and he had to be wrestled to the ground and tased. After they had him in custody, he started bragging about it and told police he saw his speedometer hit 170. They haven't said if it's true or not, but he can expect it to come up in court. They arrested him for criminal mischief, criminal recklessness, and resisting arrest. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A groom-to-be is gaining some popularity on TikTok after a stranger posted a video about meeting him and how he couldn't stop singing the praises of his fiancé at his bachelor party. Here is the TikTok from Sam talking about meeting the groom at the bachelor party, followed by the TikTok of the groom-to-be, Luke, thanking Sam for the original video.
If your name is Sam and your fiance's name is Luke and he is currently in Charleston, South Carolina for his bachelor party and he was at a bar on King Street called Uptown Social tonight, I just want you to know that that man loves you so much and he could not stop gushing about you and how you are the love of his life.
I'm the Luke in that story. I meant everything I said about her last Friday night. It was such a pleasure getting to meet her and all of her friends.
And there you go. That is the good news. That's completely different flip from we played a video, a TikTok video of a girl that was outing a guy who she claims cheated on her or on his fiance. So that's the actual good news. That's a pretty cool story. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. Check out their United Way 5K on the runway.
See the Lynchburg Airport in a whole new way at the United Way of Central Virginia's 4th annual 5K on the runway. Saturday, April 27th at 5 p.m. This flat, fast, and unique 5K course promises excitement. Adding to the fun, the new after party at the Banker Aviation Hangar. If racing isn't your speed, register as a spectator to enjoy the festivities. This event is limited to 500 runners, so secure your spot now. Visit United Way of Central Virginia's website to register today.
All right. Visit unitedwaycv.org/events/5K. This portion of the broadcast is also brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
All right. Today is Jersey Mike's Day of Giving. And let me pull up the graphic, but I'll tell you what you need to do. Now, 100% of the proceeds from Day of Giving, that is 100% of the sales, will go to benefit humankind today. So anything that you purchase at Jersey Mike Subs, at any of their three locations here in and around Lynchburg, 100% of sales today will be donated to humankind. So if you have not eaten lunch yet, if you're planning on your dinner, well, that's where you need to go. Jersey Mike Subs, Hit them up at any of their three locations. They've got one right next to Fresh Market. They've got another one on Timberlake Road. That's their brand new location. And their original location on Ward's Road. Jersey Mike Subs, 100% of all sales today goes to Humankind. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?